From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama announced Wednesday that American troop strength in Afghanistan will remain higher than he planned through the end of his term. Mr. Obama says the security situation in Afghanistan remains precarious. More than 8,000 troops will remain in the country despite earlier plans to drop that number to 5,500 by the end of the year. An inquiry led by former top civil servant John Chilcott has declared the invasion of Iraq 13 years ago unnecessary. In its official report, the panel said Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein represented no imminent threat to Britain or the Western powers. Chilcott blamed politicians, intelligence officials, diplomats, and generals for their role in the invasion and for the conduct of British forces in Iraq. The report excoriates then-British Prime Minister Tony Blair. On Wednesday, Mr. Blair took responsibility for taking Britain into war.
For all of this, I express more sorrow, regret, and apology than you may ever know or can believe.
Tony Blair also says the world is a better place because of the removal of Saddam. Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to grill FBI Director James Comey Thursday concerning his decision to recommend no criminal charges be brought against Hillary Clinton over her use of a private email server as Secretary of State. Comey has been called to testify before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is scheduled to go before the House Judiciary Committee next week. This is VOA News.